get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
Do you have rules for your funeral? Social media OG Grammy Adroniak. She has 10 million followers on TikTok. TikTok. Mm-hmm. She's 93 years old, and she has thought a lot about her funeral.
Oh, yeah. When you get to a certain age, that's when you start doing the planning.
These are my rules at my funeral. Listen up. You could cry, but don't cry too much. Don't make a fool of yourself. Bertha is not invited. Don't let her in. And you better get drunk afterward. Take a shot for me.
Thanks, Grandma Drania.
You know what? There's always one of those people from the neighborhood, too, that you're like, you know, I know how people do when people die. Everybody just feels bad, so they let everybody in the place. Don't let that one in.
Don't let Bertha in. Yeah. I don't care what you do.
Bertha's been a bee her whole life. I don't want to see her here acting like she's going to come in and grab my friends.
Raven, producer John, there's some rules that you should have for your funeral, and you should let people know so they're aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Raven, you're first. What are the rules of your funeral?
The music list is simple. You just have to open up my YouTube and then pull from my playlist right there, because it's absolute nonsense. People will trip out when they see my music list.
Give me three songs on the music list.
Tiffany, I Think We're Alone Now is on there right now.
Well, in your casket, you're definitely alone.
Okay. Wow.
That is a good aspect there. There's always a Tom Petty track on there, too.
Dark.
Let's see.
Mary Jane's Last Dance. Yep.
Yep, that'll work well there. That right there.
You know what else I love is that we'll have to watch the ads, too, so we'll get a little look into your algorithm. What targeted ads did Raven get if we're pulling from this YouTube list?
$20 says it's all space stuff.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, you could put Billy Joel or Whitesnake on there for the third track. That would be good.
All right.
Great.
Producer John, the rules of your funeral. What's one of your rules?
Also very musical. I've said for a long time that I want my funeral to be a music festival, but most importantly, I want it to have a good lot scene beforehand, you know, the tailgate, the before the show. Okay. That's when you get to really socialize with people. That's when you get to hang out. You know, There isn't a loud band playing. You get to talk. You get to hang out. So this is what I want. I want a little bit of a lot scene beforehand. Okay, people drinking beers out of the car, talking, conversating. Mm-hmm. Quick service, then right to the music immediately afterward. But you got to have that step one.
Now, here's the thing, man. Your friends got to work.
Yeah.
That's the part that bothers me.
No, your friends.
Are you bringing in another band? Is all hired people?
It's going to be my friends, I would assume.
Right.
They want to perform at your funeral. That's the last time they're going to get to perform for you. They want to do that.
It's the last time they're going to get to try and steal your fans.
Yeah. That's exactly right. So many fans.
I have just like one rule of my funeral. You know how a lot of times they put like in lieu of flowers, make a donation?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I want the flowers.
You do.
I want to bring me all the flowers. Mm. I always tell my husband, like, don't spend too much money on flowers. But the truth of the matter is that I love them. So if this is so, bring me the charities will figure it out. Like,
yeah.
They always have fundraisers and stuff. This is my last hurrah. Yeah. This is it. And don't put a carnation on my casket. Like, get the roses and like the really pretty
spring
big
for the
ones.
Flowers.
The ones that cost like $4.
Lilies, right? Give
That's
me something,
it.
Right? An
yes.
orchid, right?
I want that. Yeah. I want the good flowers at my.
No,
funeral.
Yeah, the charities can wait. Let's give them to this dead lady.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.